From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in once again as today the Reverend Andrew Patterson is with us to bring another message in his series on the life of Jacob. But before we hear it, let's take a moment and listen to these words in song.
Good morning, folks. Nice with you again this morning. We do thank the Reverend Curran for his words of introduction. And turning you back to Genesis chapter 32 and the little study that we have been engaging ourselves in with Jacob at Peniel. Let me read to you the words of verse 30 and 31. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and they halted upon his thigh. Over the last number of weeks, we have considered this experience that Jacob was to have at Peniel. We've seen him come there with calculating thoughts as to how he was going to face his wounded and hurt brother Esau. He had his own plans and his own ideas. He had his present to send before him, so that he believed when he came behind, he might meet him graciously and be accepted by him. But what Jacob didn't plan on was what God had planned for him at Peniel. He suddenly was to find himself in the grip of a wrestler, and through those dark hours of the experience of that night, there was a contest which would render Jacob a broken and a submissive man. For this much is sure, that a Peniel for any believer will leave them different than when they were before. Jacob was to know that change in heart and will, that change in name which expressed that he would have power with God and with men. Jacob had met with God face to face, and his life had not been destroyed. And now with the dawn of a new day breaking upon the hills, Jacob is left alone again, and he is about to take leave of this place. It's my desire to look at him one further time, taking those tentative steps as he makes his way to join up with the rest of his family, and to meet with his brother Esau. He would do so as a different man, all because of Peniel. This was a special place, as it is to every believer. You'll notice that there's an emphasis placed upon the name in verse 31. It is spelt slightly differently, but is exactly the same word. The name of Peniel is that which Jacob left as memorial for the generations to come. It was a lasting testimony that was there, that God met with Jacob and he blessed him there. And everyone who passed that way and asked of its meaning will be told of this experience that their forefather had. But more than that, it was memorable. Jacob would never forget it, and held a special significance to him. But that significance also goes beyond one individual. It has a significance and importance for the Church of Jesus Christ. Can it not be said that every one of God's people have a spot where they can also testify, there God met with me? There's the place which is dear to our hearts, where eternity came down and touched earth, and our life was transformed. There's the place where we can consider was a blessing to our souls, as Peniel was to the soul of Jacob. It has been said by some on the Isle of Lewis, when they reflected upon the times of revival, and I quote, "There was hardly a stone or a stream or a rock down on the shore, but men and women could point to them and say, there God graciously met with me, and there God changed my life." The place of our conversion is at Peniel, the place where God humbled us and taught us lessons that have never left us, our Peniels. The place where we knew the blessing of God, our Peniels, and how we need many more of them in these days. When was the last time that you could name a place Peniel because of the blessing of the Lord? And while we have considered Peniel, what it meant specifically to Jacob, the place that was now named was primarily a place of prayer. Even from the account that Hosea gives, it is seen that prayer is the central theme throughout the whole episode. And it is Peniel that illustrates to us that it is God's presence with us that makes a place of prayer. It was there that Jacob wrestled and was made to cling on to God. There will be times that prayer will make us feel our limits and unclean before him who is infinitely wise and all holy. And that is what Jacob felt through this experience. It was Bishop Ryle who said that God has no dumb children. And it is difficult to understand how anyone can expect to obtain and maintain the blessing of God without a place of prayer in their life. All of those who are looked now upon as great men of the past, Roland de Wheel, Spurgeon of London, the Wesleys, Calvin, the Luthers, Whitfield, not forgetting the great men of Scotland and its revivals, like Sheehan, William Burns, men powerfully used of God in the Highlands, men upon whom rested the power of God in an unusual manner, these were all men without exception who knew a place of prayer in their life. Dear listener, understand there is a place of prayer in every place of blessing. Maybe not always easy to maintain, but essential that we do. For if honesty prevails, there is not a backslider who will not confess that it started with a neglect of prayer. May God help us to maintain even in these days. For Jacob, this was the place where he had seen God face to face. It was something that the psalmist was also aware of, if you'll notice the wording of Psalm 27 and verse 8. "When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." The same word is used, and from the same root word as Peniel. But notice from our text what is emphasized as he left Peniel that morning. The sun arose upon him. There are some lovely sunsets as the sun goes down upon a hillside or mountainous area. And so it is when the sun comes up. With every new day comes the promise of fresh grace and love of God, and also opportunities to serve him. And every new day also brings with it new responsibilities, new areas of witness for Christ. And so it was for Jacob. We read the sun arose upon him. There was the promise of a new walk with God, and in the light of his blessing, the sun arising upon him spoke the promise of a new day spiritually for him. There was every cause for hope and of great promise. The light and the glory of God had shone into his heart. There was a promise of great things that God could do through him and for him with every new step. What encouragement and prospects there were to be realized, all because of his humbling and brokenness and submission into the hands of the God who had wrestled with him at Peniel. When God touches and transforms us through not only conversion but the ongoing process of sanctification, then it brings upon us a new sunrise, and we can see more of the glory of God. Where does the word culminate? It does so in heaven itself. Revelation 21 and verse 25. The gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, but there shall be no night there. A new day upon our souls. It shall be that eternal day. No more darkness, no more sin, nor death, nor tears. The former things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. As Jacob left that place of blessing that he called Peniel, the light of a new day shining upon him, there was something that was visibly and particularly noticeably about him. The last words of our text indicate it. It says, and he halted upon his thigh. It was a testimony or a symbol that God had blessed him there. We might suggest it speaks of some new things in the life of this man. There was a humbling. The strong, self-willed and confident, calculating man had never limped in his life. He had outwitted many another man, including his own brother. There were few, if any, had ever got the better of him. But this encounter with the angel had brought him to the place where he wept. He made supplication, and he clung on to God like a little child. There was a wounding. God was to touch him in the strongest point, so that his thigh was put out of joint, and that was something which was painful. When God touches those things in our life where we think we can get our strength from, then it will cause pain, for they are put out of joint, and we're made to cling on to God. And that wounding is for our own good. You know, there was a healing. Not often the one who wounds is able also to heal. But see what our text states. Jacob passed over Peniel. He was walking away from it. If he only had been wounded, he could not have walked. But he also knew the healing power of God. The touch of God and grace not only wounds, but it heals at the same time. And you know, there was a marking. Here was an encounter that left its mark upon Jacob. And it was a mark that was to be seen in him the rest of his days. He halted upon his thigh. And consider that that mark was in a place where it would be clearly seen by everyone who came across him. It was seen in his daily walk and every step that he took in the future. It would testify to having met with God face to face and being preserved. The Granwians might ask why his old grandfather Jacob Lane. That's the mark of the angel. That's the mark that he received the night that God touched him and changed him and blessed him. He's never been the same again since. It happened at Peniel. Dear listener, is your life marked out as one who has met with God? You've never been the same since. The answer for all our problems is to see the face of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in the words of verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Dear believer, let your prayer be this morning, sirs, we would see Jesus. Dear unsaved, come to Christ and embrace him who is able to make you whole, to save you from your sins, and to set you on the road that will lead to that heavenly land. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.